gospel refers to the land of Zebulun and Naphtali. Zebulun and Naphtali are two children of Jacob, two of the 12 children, and they were, so their land is divided up among the 12 children, the 12 tribes of Israel, in the 10 in the north, the northern part of Israel. And Naphtali and Zebulun are two there around the Sea of Galilee, near the Sea of Galilee, a little north of Nazareth, where Jesus was raised. These two areas were the first areas that Assyria dispersed when they came and attacked and took over the people, nation of Israel, people of Israel in the early 700s BC. And so since that time, by the time that this is written by St. Matthew, it's over 700 years that Zebulun and Naphtali have existed as regions, because those people have been dispersed. And the Syrians had come and lived, and so the region, the area came to be called the Galilee of the Gentiles. Galilee is just the word for region or district, and so the district where the Gentiles lived, interspersed with the Jews that they left behind, the Israel people that they left behind and didn't disperse to other regions of the world. And so it continued for over 700 years, that this was a land where the promises of Abraham hadn't yet been fulfilled. They were sort of waiting for the time in which the seed of Abraham would come to be blessing to all nations, to all Gentiles, same word, Gentiles, nations. So in this gospel that we have today follows a certain pattern that we have in the season of the baptism of our Lord, and in St. Matthew, after the baptism of the Lord, he immediately is led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit. That was yesterday's gospel. And this is this clear expression of Jesus entering the dry lands, the places where there's no life, the places where physically, in the natural world, it's just a place of death. But in the spiritual world, a place of combat, spiritual combat, temptation. And he's coming there to bring life, to defeat the forces of death and destruction, of darkness, to bring water to the waterless lands. And then immediately after that, we have today's gospel, where he goes to this region that was a place for God's people to dwell, but is now a place that's interspersed with Gentiles, the Galilee of the Gentiles. It's a place where people have sat in darkness. They've been deprived or without this light that comes through Moses and the Mosaic Law in anticipation of the Messiah. They sat in the shadow of death, the darkness, the shadow of death. And so this is continues this theme that this Messiah, anointed and proclaimed to us in the baptism, is going to the place of the deserts, the dry lands, the places of spiritual battle to bring life, and going to the place of darkness to fulfill this promise of Abraham. This quote that Matthew gives us is from the book of Isaiah, about Naphtali and Zebulun. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. It comes from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. It's the very heart, the very center of these four chapters, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 11, five chapters, that's called the Book of Emmanuel. The section of Isaiah that's focused on Emmanuel, and just a few verses after this, we'll have in Isaiah, a few verses later in chapter 9, we have the promise that God will give us a sign in the form of a child being born, a virgin, to be Emmanuel, God with us. And so this is the third time that in the Gospel of Matthew, only in the fourth chapter, but the third time he's quoted from this section of Isaiah, because he wants his reader to know that God has come to be with us, and he's come to be with us in the driest, darkest, most dead places of our lives, in our air regions, geographical regions, in our communities, in our families, in our personal life. Christ comes to be with us, be among us, to bring light into our cultural institutions, into our family structures, into our own personal inner life. That's exactly why the gospel reading today ends with our Lord preaching the very same things that St. John the Baptist preached. It's a very simple message. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. The kingdom of heaven is the reign of this Messiah. So the Messiah is near. He was very near them. But his reign, his authority in our lives is very near. But the call to repentance is simply this reminder that it has to be received. This kingdom doesn't come by force or power or might in the way in which the world works. So this light that shines into the darkness, this water that flows into the dry lands, has to be received by us, and it's received by this repentance. And really, in a very simple way, when the light comes in, it doesn't, in the physical world, the light just casts out the darkness, but in our own inner lives, in our communities, the light shines in, and it's almost as if it knocks on the door and shows us there's some darkness there, and we have to say, okay, here, will you take it out? I open this door to let your light shine in and cast out this darkness. God submits himself to our cooperation with him. Repentance is simply that cooperation. He points out, he shows, he reveals what our life is like, both personally and within our communities, within our society. It's for us not to say, oh, look, there's darkness over there in that person. There's darkness over there in that community. Those were terribly dark actions that those people committed. Repentance is never about us doing it on behalf of another person. Repentance has to be about ourselves. And so the light of baptism, which the feast was called in the earlier times, the Feast of Holy Lights, and baptism is often called the illumination by the Holy Fathers. This light, this illumination, comes and we're asked to receive it. May God grant us this very simple and humble desire to respond when he shows us the darkness in our life, not to make excuses, not to blame others, not to run and hide or busy ourselves, but simply to be grateful and thankful that he's revealed to us the darkness in us and he longs to cast it out, not as a condemnation of us, but out of his great love for us, to make us one of his lights in this earth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.